The story of SB 63 began 6 years ago, a public health policy around the right to breathe clean air. So far, Sitka is the only community in the state to formally consider opting out. The island community has its own clean air law, but allows smoking in four places: the Pioneer Bar, the Moose Lodge, American Legion Post 13, and Ernie's Old Time Saloon. Patrons can smoke in these places at will. And Stan Filler, the owner of Ernie's, really wanted that to continue. He framed it as an issue of personal choice.
We can't regulate what people do. So I would just hope we can get this on the ballot so we can let the people decide what they want to do here.
That's Filler speaking before the Sitka Assembly at a special meeting on July 31st, saying the streets would be cleaner if smokers stayed inside his establishment and others. Margaret Carlson, club manager of the American Legion Hall, agreed with him. She acknowledged the health consequences of smoking.
We know it is dangerous, we know it is bad for you, but you know what? It is a choice, just like alcohol, just like drugs. Everything is a choice and people have it to make.
But citizen Charles Bingham said the freedom of choice should protect the worker, not the smoker. He spoke about his days as a bouncer and having to quit that job. The secondhand smoke hurt his lungs, and he now has asthma.
Smoking is a behavior. It is not a ethnicity. It is not a gender. So it is not a protected class as far as discrimination.
Bethel, Juneau, and Anchorage already enforce a smoking ban in restaurants and bars. But the Sitka Assembly has remained divided on whether to bring that policy home. Opt-out supporters gathered the necessary 434 signatures to bypass the Assembly process and automatically put the question on the ballot. City Clerk Sarah Peterson announced the news at the Assembly's August 14th meeting.
I have certified the petitions that our office received.
With this issue a done deal, as far as a ballot question is concerned, the public conversation was still spirited. Many challenged the argument that bars and clubs would lose business, and staff from both Sitka's hospitals spoke out. Amanda Roberts, with the Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium, said the health hazards of smoking could not be softened indoors.
There is not a ventilation system in existence that is capable of eliminating the toxins emitted into the air by secondhand smoke. There is only one known true solution, and that is to take it outside.
And Sherry Hampel, the clinic manager at Sitka Community Hospital, kicked off her testimony by saying, "I've been fighting the tobacco industry since the seventh grade."
I led a little protest in my little hometown in Minnesota saying teachers shouldn't smoke in school. Why? Because they were exposing students every single day to secondhand smoke.
Neither of Sitka's hospitals has taken an official position on the opt-out provision. Emily Neenan, the government relations director for the American Cancer Society Action Network, was also in town. She wanted Sickens to know that businesses in Anchorage have actually benefited from a ban. She spoke with KCAW before Tuesday night's assembly meeting.
What I've heard from restaurant owners and bar owners is things like, my tables turn faster, my business has improved, I can taste my steak in my own restaurant for the first time. All those things go along with simply taking it outside.
And Sitkins do take it outside. Plenty. The day after the meeting, I ran into Doug Osborne of Sitka Community Hospital picking up cigarette butts on the street. Alongside Amanda Roberts and Sitka's anti-tobacco mascot, a costume person named Siggy Butts, they had gathered 952 cigarette butts in an hour. He's noticed that Sitka's feelings around smoking are hazy. On the one hand, Sitka was the first community in the state to approve raising the legal age of tobacco sales to 21.
So on the one hand, we're the one community that's taken this public health initiative to make it 21, but then we're also the one who's trying to opt out of the state law. We're the only one there.
And Osborne couldn't predict what the outcome of the vote will be. A second citizen initiative to reinstate the senior sales tax exemption will also appear on the ballot. The two questions combined could bring out more voters than usual to Sitka's sometimes quiet municipal election. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwong.